Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of American Emperor, Aaron Burr's Challenge to Jefferson's America, by David O. Stewart, narrated by Andrew Garman, and directed by Innocenti Aksentiev and Drew Sussman.
Part 1. A quote by Leo Tolstoy from War and Peace. It's this Bonaparte who's turned all their heads. They all wonder how it is that from the lieutenants, he landed among the emperors. Chapter 1. The Dark Star of the Founding. In early 1800, at the dawn of a new century, Aaron Burr was on every short list of men who could become president of the United States. He was the most prominent northern leader of the Republican Party, which was poised to win the national elections that fall. As an emerging political star, he seemed fated to shape the infant republic as it struggled for its place in a world of warring monarchies and despotisms. Burr had reached this extraordinarily favorable position by measured steps. From an early age, Burr preferred to advance on his own careful terms, beholden to no one. He had been just old enough to join the fight for independence from Britain. In 1776, when the Continental Congress issued the Declaration of Independence, the 20-year-old Burr served as a lieutenant colonel in the Continental Army. When General George Washington picked him as a personal aide, Burr swiftly lateraled into another assignment, out from under the great man's shadow. When the Constitutional Convention met in 1787 to create a new government, Burr